There's few things the rush hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
When you love to just knock the top off one.
And in this Sunday session, we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the rush hour Sunday session.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
Daisy, it's the last Sunday session of the year. Wow, we have saved some of the best stuff.
Absolutely, Bins. Very soon we'll chat to a man who was just named in the Aussie Test Squad for the summer of cricket, Marcus Harris.
Spot on. Plus, we'll have a look at the top 15 AFL commentators. I wonder where old Jimmy Boy is. Ooh,
but next, an absolute superstar joins us as tennis legend Ash Barty.
Backyard.
JB and Billy are back soon. It's Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session.
I feel good!
Right now, we're joined by national treasure, Ash Barty.
Our next guest is a three-time Grand Slam singles champion and produced one of the sporting moments of 2022 by winning the Australian Open.
A destiny is fulfilled. And maybe, guys, this was written in the stars. Maybe this was always meant to be from the moment she picked up a racket.
Now she's written a book about her amazing journey. Please welcome Ash Barty.
Very rarely do you find a champion, Bill, as likeable, down-to-earth, humble, scandal-free person here we speak to. Ash Barty, thank you very much for joining us on the Rush Hour.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Oh, we're well. Magnificent. How are you after your big night in Geelong last night, Ash? Tell me, how was the great stadium down there? Did you love it, the lights, and just the city itself?
It is. It's enemy territory for me. I'm not sure how I felt about it, but no, all in all, so far it's been a cracking tour to go on and talk about my journey, talk about my book, let some people in for a lot of the stuff that I probably kept pretty guarded over the years. So it's been a lot of fun so far.
Absolutely, some of the stuff we're reading in the book, a lot of it about your husband. You got married in July this year. He was a trainee pro golfer. That's how you met.
Yeah, actually met Gary at the local golf club at home, and yeah, I was obviously down there a little bit. He spends most of his days down there, so yeah, certainly nice to have something in common. But he didn't know a thing about tennis, still doesn't now, which is great. So it's never on the TV at home, not in the house. It's kind of it almost feels like it's a house. It's never, you know, our home is never seen a tennis court. It's brilliant.
Was that one of the biggest attractions to him, that he had no idea about who you were essentially apart from the person he saw right in front of him?
Yeah, I think at the start it was probably something that I was quite keen on, in a sense, knowing that we got to know each other for me as me and him as him and not for anything else, which is great.
So if I walk into your house, Ash, is there any memorabilia? Have you got the Wimbledon Cup?
I'll tell you what. There's
what do you win?
The dish,
a green jacket, or something. What do you win?
The plate.
Well, I'll tell you what. There is plenty of memorabilia, but none of it is tennis. We've got a bit of cricket stuff in there.
Yeah.
Plenty of EPL stuff. It's a house. It's a sporting house, no doubt, but not one bit of tennis. We're flat out having a box of tennis balls for our dog.
That's unreal, because there's a couple of things that us Aussies love about you, Ash. Now, I don't know if they're true or not, but let's go with them, all right? So the time you had a beer when it was Richmond-Brisbane, I reckon, at the Gabba,
yes.
And the Tigers, you who you barrack for, and you're sitting up in the stand having a frothy. Everyone loved that. That was good.
Just one time, I promise. It's the only time it's happened.
Rubbish. How many did you have that night?
I probably had two or three that night, but, you know, all in moderation. It's all good fun.
That's all right. And then the little photo we see of you when you win a tournament when you're five or six with that little trophy. Everyone loves that.
Yeah, that one, that photo is still mind-boggling to me. It's become a part of my life, whether I like it or not. And to this day, I've got no idea who put it out on the internet. And once it was there, it was gone forever.
And the other one I heard about you, you're from Ipswich. Which is up there somewhere, Daisy.
Up there somewhere.
Yeah, up near Queensland. But you go down to the local shopping centre, one, because it's got aircon there and you can sit there, but you sit in the food court and talk to everyone. Is that true?
I don't know where you're getting that from. That's a stitch-up.
Oh, Robert Craddock told me that.
No, I mean, I'm an old person. I don't know. I go and do my groceries. I'm hungry. I go to the food court, but I don't sit there on a Tuesday afternoon and chew the fat with everyone I see. I don't know.
There's the difference between you and Bill, who's just down there at Warren Pond signing anyone and everything. You speak about your love for other sports. What about your friendship with Trent Cotchin?
Oh. Yeah, Cotch is a legend. I think he you know, Coach and I probably came together at a time in my life when I was quite young and, in a way, almost was curious to know about his journey. And it's kind of what started off as a bit of a professional questioning, I suppose, in curiosity, just has blossomed into a relationship. I mean, Coach is a brilliant man. His family's gorgeous, and they've completely let me in. He's like a big brother to me. He's a very, very good guy. I'm very lucky to call him a mate and know that I can just flick him a message or call him whenever I need someone to pull me into line, I suppose.
There's a quote I read, Bill, that says, he's an exceptional human being with a great sense of knowing when I need a mate, a coffee or a text.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just a good nice. Friend.
Have you got one like that?
Yeah.
I've got a hab dog, human. But he's not the same.
No. How good a cricket are you? Because I love my cricket, and you seem to, you know, just take it up, and you're batting beautifully.
Oh, I'm a battler. We'll call it that. I mean, I'm very good at backyard cricket. There you go. That's the answer you're after.
Because that's the other thing. Your nickname, backyard.
Backyard. I'm not sure where you're going here, Bill. This is no, I love it.
No, the backyard party, as in the barbecue.
What? No, never heard that one.
Now, Ash, before you run away, hang on the line, and we'll be back after this.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
How do you feel when Bill keeps zipping his zip up and down into the mic?
Do I do that?
Yeah, you do that.
We're joined by Ash Barty, whose new book, My Dream Time, a memoir of tennis and teamwork, is out right now online and in good bookstores.
Were you going with Barty Party? We've heard that.
Yeah, I don't know. No. But teamwork. Now, I'm going to try and be sensible here. The teamwork. Tell us about that, how important that is, and how many do you have on tour? Because obviously we play footy and you need teamwork. Everyone's got to be on the same page, very much the same as tennis.
Yeah, it is. I made a conscious effort probably in the second phase of my career to make it more of a team and probably have the accountability on myself to surround myself with the people that I kind of wanted to. You know, and give it time. We could have had, particularly in Australia, it was probably more busy with friends and family and a few more people that could just kind of zip on a plane and come down to Melbourne instead of travelling halfway across the globe. But week to week, it was really only my coach and maybe my physio with me. My coach and I we're pretty much with each other 45 weeks a year. Not too much separation there. Wow. Lucky Tyres was a good guy and I got on with him all right off the court. But, I think my team would probably be anywhere from 6 to 12 on a very, very full day. But typically it was just Tyres and I on the road with my physio probably about 50% of the time.
What did you miss? What did you miss the most when you're away for that long?
I probably just miss the simple things, being at home. Just the Australian lifestyle is obviously very different to all the different cultures around the world. And, you know, as a Queenslander, I love to get up early in the morning. I love to go for a walk and get my coffee. And probably in some cities in the world, I wasn't able to do that. That's kind of the simple stuff.
The shopping centre.
Where I meet all my friends.
Your own box that you have at the tennis there, full of your crew as you talk about your team there. We see Nick Kyrgios a lot going berserk at his. What do you draw from your team on game day?
I barely look at them, to be honest. for me, all of our work and preparation's done in the training, the conversations and the planning tactically that I have with my coach is all done. So it's about me then going out there and trying to execute and trying to have fun with it. And Often, if I'm looking to my box, it's for like almost a nod of reassurance, if anything else, and just kind of give them a very small fist pump. I wasn't one to really express too much on court, but I didn't give them much. I think they could have been asleep half the time, and I wouldn't have known.
You and I are not too dissimilar, though, Ash. We both went out at the very peak of our powers, had lots more to give.
No, Ash did. You were stuffed.
Have you? That was a joke, Bill. Have you had any regrets yet? Have you ever had that thought of what if yet, or is it still too soon?
No, not at all. I think probably the night before we put the video out, I was like, wow, should I really be doing this?
Yeah.
But by then it was too late, and I was like, all right, crack on, let's go. But no, I think I get asked a lot about the word regret, and I think for me it's more about fulfillment. I know that for my tennis career and my tennis journey, I had so much fulfillment, and now I'm excited about what comes next. It's not about searching for more or searching for what I was missing or may have missed out on. Now it's about enjoying what can come next and finding that curiosity and still growing and learning as a person. Because I tell you what, I had a hell of an athlete, hell of a journey as an athlete, and couldn't be more grateful for everything that I got to experience.
So is it in the book? What is next? Should we buy it? Probably read it. It'd be good.
We probably should buy it.
There's some good baby photos in there that might get around
the
again.
The one with the trophy. That's the one I want.
But it was such an enjoyable experience. I think, like I said, a lot of what we speak about in the book was what my team and I kept very guarded for a long time. And I almost felt like it was not a responsibility, but an opportunity to let the people in that supported me so much. And so many people watched every single match that I played and were there in the stands. And it's just kind of my token of appreciation to them, to let them in to kind of some of the behind the scenes stuff and what really went on when I wasn't on the court.
Oh, good. And you got a couple other books. What are these? Little Lashes. What are these ones?
They were so much fun. I tell you what, we based them loosely on my experiences as a kid, and each book has a bit of a different theme on some lessons learned. But so much fun. My best mate in the book, James, is genuinely my best mate from kindy. I didn't tell him I was doing it. I just sent him they ended up on his doorstep, and he was like, "Oh, okay, we made it."
Good.
But a lot of fun. My 6-year-old niece, Lucy, was the very first to read them, and I'll tell you what, she was very honest with some feedback. Yep. So back to the drawing board, and this is the end result. So good stuff.
Yeah, how good is that?
That's going to be brilliant.
Where do we buy this book?
Anywhere, any good bookstores. I'm told they're floating around everywhere. So it's all in good fun, and I hope that everyone that does pick one up genuinely enjoys it gets a smile reading it, because it brought back some pretty good memories when I was writing it.
No, we love that. We thank you very much for your time. We wish you all the very best with not only the book and the signings and everything that is coming with that, but all the best with what's to come in the future as well.
Great. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We just forget where we actually talk, don't we?
Well, we talk a lot.
Too much.
Hey, we love these days. AFL's top callers rated and ranked.
Oh, yes. Well,
when you're in the industry, you love to know what other people think.
You do.
And what the people think, more
Correct.
Importantly.
Well, most importantly.
Exactly. So Scotty Gullen, Herald Sun, has rated his top 15, okay, which we'll go through. Joey, with a bullet, Joey Montagna, my holiday mate.
You betcha.
14th.
Absolutely. And just a note to Scotty too, look after Joey with the photo.
Oh, what happened?
He's just stitched him up. It's an old photo. It's not his best angle.
Does he look like the Greek wombat?
Slightly. So that's not fair from Scott what he's done there.
He's at 14.
Yes.
At 11, Triple M Zone, Howie.
Correct.
Who's doing it.
11?
11.
Out of the top 10.
No. What about the 10th? Who's the 10?
Chris Judd. Oh, no, next to him it's Nathan Brown. There you go. So they've put a photo of Noodles Brown there.
To the end of the
that's So that's Nath there at 10. This is Scott Gullens. Okay, we'll go.
Literally with a photo of Juddy.
With Juddy. Yeah.
And says Nathan Brown, right.
to say that. Nath wouldn't be happy with it.
He'll be flat on that.
He will be flat with that. Number 8?
Number 8, of course, the Duke, Luke Darcy.
Exactly, Luke Darcy, another Triple M boy, of course. Number 7, he won't be happy with this.
Oh, no. Brian.
Brian,
no,
that's 7.
It's 7.
Boy! Oh,
he's not happy. What does it say about Brian?
Brian divides fans, but he's always entertaining. The odd wrong player's name fuels his critics, but BT is prime time and thrives on being the Channel 7 big dog. I think that's unfair. BT's a ripper.
No, he's great. And the big games, he's spot on there. So this is all Scotty Gullen. So
not us. Definitely not us. We will distance ourselves from that review.
So let's go 3-2-1 then in Scotty's here. This is the top callers ranked and rated.
Well, it's interesting we haven't heard JB yet cited. Right. So we go to number 3, Dwayne Russell.
Dwayne Pipe.
Oh, yes.
Yes. From downtown, what's he say? Wowee and the basketball. He does it all.
Wowee, that's Brian.
Oh, sorry, Brian. Yes.
Is he the shake and baker?
Shake and baker.
The shake and bake, yes.
That's it.
So that either means that one or two.
Righto.
I'll flick.
So let's go to two. Oh, let's go to one.
Okay, we'll go to one. And no surprises.
Yes.
Oh, a slight surprise. Anthony Hudson.
Hutto.
Oh, good work. I thought it was going to be JB for sure.
Very good caller, Hutto.
Very good caller, very yes. Good.
So Hutto's won, which means
which
Jing
is on number two.
Jing.
That's yes. The way.
He's happy with that. There you go. So that's Scotty. Scotty's done that one, okay. But then we want to know the readers.
So there's an option online to click. So you can say too high, too low, vote where you think this person should be.
Too high, too low.
It's a popularity contest.
It literally is, yes.
And we like to know what the people think. Yes. So here we go. So let's go to 15 again, because that's where we started last time.
Yep.
Who's at 15, Daisy?
15 is Brenton Speed.
No, are you sure?
Yeah, and 14's Joey. So we go to Joey, who was...
No. The Reader's one.
Oh, the Reader's one. Yes. Sorry, I've gone out of order.
Yes.
15 on the People's
the
poll.
The People's. Yes. The Reader's poll. Yes
the Reader's poll.
Yes.
James Brayshaw.
So Jing is at 2 with Scotty and 15 with the People.
Two
and
on one many? Side. 15 of 15.
Oh, 15 no. of 15. Yes,
that's
he
a stitch up.
No, it's there it is. Look at his stupid face. There he is there. He's at number 15.
Joey's into 8 on the People's.
Well, hang on. We'll go down the... So Dwayne Pipes at 14. So he's been out the door too. Then at 13 is, Brian.
Mm.
So Brian,
oh boy.
He was 8 with Scotty. He's out to 13 with the People. Hutto, who was 1 with Scotty, he's out to 10. And Joey with a bullet. He's at 8. Good on you, Joey. Good. So then we go to the top 3 for the readers, for the people out there. Number 3 is Howie. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, Howl Dog. He's going very well.
Howl Dog.
Number 2.
Universally known as Howl Dog.
Yeah. Number 2, Tim Lane. And number 1 is Jared Waitley.
Waitley.
I made love to a horse. No, he didn't. So Jared's there at number 1. Yes.
So what have you taken out of that, Bill?
Jing.
Yes?
Jing was at 2 with Scotty. He's with 15 with the People. And that sums him up, that little sucker. So sucked in. Well done to the people. I think the people have voted beautifully with their feet. Or hands.
Or clicks.
Or clicks.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You were trying to be a smart ass.
I was.
And when it backfires on you, I love it.
Yeah.
Our next guest has been piling on the runs in state cricket.
Harris is driving and he's reaching his century in style.
And now he's earned a spot in the Aussie Test squad to take on the West Indies. Please welcome Marcus Harris.
Absolutely, Bill. Welcome Marcus Harris. Yes. Arguably the most informed batsman in the country at the minute.
No doubt about that.
Harry, congratulations on your appointment.
Thank you, fellas.
Hey, that's good. Harry, was it a surprise or who? And who rings you and tells you?
Yeah, it was a surprise a little bit, Bill. George Bailey rang me yesterday. So there's some like Australia A games come up as well. So I thought he was ringing about that. But when he said that I was in the test squad, it was a nice surprise to get.
Because as Daisy said, you have a look at it. Warner and Khawaja obviously in there, but not going that well. Khawaja's struggling at Shield, whereas our man's just knocking up runs in Sheffield Shield and Marsh Cup. And then a few of the other boys are just struggling, so we're not breasting the line at the minute, Harry.
What? Yeah. Well,
do you know what that means?
It's a long season. Yeah, nice, Bill.
Yeah.
I can't see myself playing in the first test, but it's just good to be in the squad and sort of be in the selector's mind. So I think all those guys that you've mentioned have done really well in the last 12 months in test cricket. So they've afforded the right to obviously start the summer.
So 2 tests against the West Indies, which are in Perth and Adelaide, and then the South Africans, who they've got a good bowling lineup, haven't they, little Harry?
Yeah, they've got a very good bowling attack. Norkia is probably the quickest bowler in the world behind probably Starkey and Mark Wood.
Yep.
And they've got Rabada and Ngidi. So
who's the left armer, the kid?
Marco Jansen.
Yeah, Marco.
Who's about 12 foot 100. So they've got a very good attack. But also the West Indians have always got some good fast bowlers as well to keep an eye out for. So it'll be a good challenge this summer.
Who do you like at the West Indies, Dave?
I like Azhari Joseph. He's quick. Deceptively quick by the looks of it.
Mm.
Yeah, they all look pretty quick. I haven't really seen much of the West Indians like in the last couple of years, but like I said, they've always got a bit of flair and you never know what they can do. They've always got those sort of blokes who come out and play an amazing innings or bowl an amazing spell. So they're a dangerous team.
How do the nerves go, though, when you do have to walk out at a big game and you know that the bloke at the other end's 40 paces back coming in and trying to genuinely knock your scone off?
Yeah, you've got to have your wits about you. You're always going to get your head blown off on TV. So I'd like to think by the time you've got to test cricket, you've probably prepared enough for it.
It's a fair point.
It's not too much of the unknown, but
it surprises us a bit. Surprise. Hey? When we talk to you, surprises that you can got reactions and you can face those fast bowlers. Because
what are you trying to say?
Well, you're not going to launch any rockets, are you, really, Marcus?
That's a bit rich.
I tell you where he was in form, Daisy.
Was
the birdcage on Saturday? You should have seen him.
He's swanning around with you, was he?
No, swanning around. I saw him there with his beautiful partner, Kat, by the way. But he's got the glasses on and walking around the birdcage. Oh, take the glasses. What do you got the sunnies on for?
I saw you playing tongue hockey with some younger bird.
Spied in the birdcage bins.
Hey, also, well done, Scott Boland, by the way. We've forgotten about poor Scotty, but he's been named in this squad. It's only a 13-man squad. Is that a skinny squad or is that about it?
No, well, they got bigger because of COVID and all everything that went with that. But now that all the borders are open and people can sort of move around, they, I assume they'll just go back to having the normal 13, and it was sort of good in those bigger squads because you'd end up having like five or six blokes that could help you run drinks and do all sorts. So now it's more than likely going to be me and Big Baz, and Big Baz is hopeless at running drinks. So look, like probably me.
Not bad replacements though, Bill. As we say, Marcus in red hot touch, and Boland comes off 6 for 7 at the G on debut.
Can you still remember that? That was unbelievable.
I can. Incredible.
What were you doing, Harry, when he took 6 for 7?
Fielding at square leg.
Oh, you're playing, right? Could you believe it? Like, just a wicket would fall every second or third ball. It was unbelievable.
That was probably, that's probably my favourite game of cricket ever, so that was great.
All right, Harry, we'll let you go.
We certainly will. All the best with the upcoming series, mate. Congratulations again, and hopefully the runs keep piling up for you.
No worries. Thank you, fellas.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I got the arse from KFC because I talk too much.
I lost my job at KFC. Eating too much.
Daisy, one of your pastimes is to get up in the morning, have some breakfast and a coffee, and read the paper.
It actually is, Rabbit. So I'm rather old school. I'm not sure if you know that. I do a lot of my banking in person. Mm-hmm. I genuinely do love to get up and walk to the local cafe on the way
to the post office. I went down this morning to pay a couple of bills.
No,
did you? Yeah. Me energy bills.
Yeah, okay. And they're going up too, so thankfully you've still got plenty. Maybe time to sell some of that silver bullion. But this is the point of the story is I got the paper, I sat down, flicked through, got to about page 13, which becomes the social pages.
Confidential.
Confidential. And who
which
do I
this
see
should be confidential.
Front and centre?
Bailey Smith.
Well, online you can see him with his shirt off and you can
that?
See all the other influencers. And I thought, well, this man I never would have considered an influencer in my life.
Who?
Anthony William Brownless. Sitting there, and it reads, former footy star Billy Brownless has stepped out with his partner at Flemington months after confirming there was a new woman in his life. So if you look here, Bill,
the
beautiful photo of you and Juzzy at the races.
Justine
at the races.
Yes.
I didn't paraphrase that.
No.
So are you now considering yourself, along with Ruby and Lucy, as an influencer?
Yes.
You certainly are.
Yes, I am.
And how was the day? Did you get an official photo? Because there's a few things in this we need to clarify.
We do.
Because Jackie Epstein wrote that it says one thing that's factually incorrect. Former footy star, Billy Brownless. Just former footballer would have been fine.
Former footballer, yes. Yes. Or footy show, yeah.
Now,
I agree.
The photo we see, is that from the day?
No, it's not. It's from another friend of Justine's Instagram.
Yes.
So taken off that. So I didn't see Jackie.
So normally some more influencing.
I normally see Jackie. So she didn't get that photo. But by the way, Daisy, or I should call you Sandra Sully over there with the late news. As we know, it's been going on for a while. If you listen to Triple M, the Rush Hour or the Saturday Rub, we've been talking about this for months.
Well, in August, it is quoted you as saying here, it's really new and a nice little friendship. We're going all right and taking it slowly. Mm. So things have progressed nicely, I take it.
Yeah, don't read that again. That didn't go down too well at the time. So, no, going well. When you're a bit older, Daisy, you don't rush into these things.
Okay.
You just make, because there's different angles, like there's kids and all that too you got to think about.
Dynamics.
And all that. Dynamics,
yeah.
That's the word. So you come together and, yes, it's going nicely.
What about some of the rest of the quotes that come throughout this? So the two couples went on a holiday together in Fiji, that being Lee Montagna and his wife, plus you and Justine.
That's right.
That's actually correct?
That's correct.
What about sources say the couple were overheard discussing the recent honeymoon in Fiji?
Repeat that.
Sources say the couple were overheard discussing the recent honeymoon in Fiji.
That doesn't say that there. Show
on
me.
On this piece of
Show
paper,
me, Daisy. That doesn't
another
say
source
that.
Said the amount of PDA going on was similar to that of a teenage lovebirds.
PDA.
Yeah, public displays of affection.
Well, no, there's not a lot. When you get older, Daisy, there's not a lot of PDAs or whatever it is. But it was a lovely day. I went there with my kids and
How
everyone.
How many times
we had a good
did you
day.
Go in the birdcage this week?
Twice. Saturday.
Yeah?
Yeah. Had all the kids there. It was great. And we just went along and Justine came along and she brought a friend, Erin, so they could go and do their little things. I could just have a little bet and a few frothies. So lovely day had by all. Those.
So will we see you more in the social pages?
Well, I don't know if it's a story. Do people read it? Do they clickbait it?
I read it. I had to read it.
Clickbait it?
It must be clickbait because it's getting clicks online and it's ahead of Bailey Smith's abs.
No, it would
it
not.
It is.
Because I clicked on Bailey Smith's abs. No, but it's been going for a while, so it's all good.
No,
very nicely. And
I just thought we'd get an update to the family.
Yes, exactly. So all good. Thank you, family.
Fantastic. Good to see.
A lot of people saying, well done, Fat, and all that. And very nice. So thank you to the family. Yes, the Rush Hour family and my family.
Well, outstanding.
Well done, Sandra. Who are the sources, by the way?
The couple received warm well wishes from other punters. It
Not
just makes it sound like you were swanning around just high-fiving and, yes, Billy's here
can
and
I
it's
just
all going
say
great.
On that, not one person come up and said, oh, hi, Bill and Justine, great to see you together.
No, it is good
happen.
To see, Bill. As much as we joke, it's good to see. So well done to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dace.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, I've had enough.
Our next guest has always been crafty.
Just evaded. They've got around Gibson. Currently not side bottom.
But can he talk his way out of not inviting Daisy Thomas to his wedding?
Biggest wedding of the year and I didn't get an invite.
So if you get married, will you invite Steele?
Absolutely not.
Please welcome, from Collingwood, Steele Sidebottom.
The most complete player bins I've ever seen,
listen.
Left or right side. One of my best mates of all time that I've ever had.
Yes.
Thoroughly enjoyed my time with him at the Pies and post then as well. And, well, you asked some questions about me, but I think they were ill-directed. So we've got the man himself, Steele Sidebottom, on the line, and you can take it from here.
Sidey, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Where are you? Where do we find you, Sidey?
A honeymoon, isn't it?
Yeah, on my honeymoon at the moment. I'm just at the Halcyon House here in Cabarita, I think it is, on the beach here. So been here for a few nights, kid-free, so it's been nice.
Oh, wowee. And nice little price tag goes with that, Sidey.
Yes, you're right. A few vouchers along the way.
Hey, now, you're there, of course. Obviously got married last week. So one of the big weddings of the year. No doubt about
Massive
that.
Massive it was, Bill.
And you've been through a lot, Sidey, with Daisy, of course. I think you played 5 seasons together, so 100-odd games. You're premiership players. You've done a lot together. You'd have a special bond with Daisy, I would have thought, Sidey.
Yeah, for sure, Bill.
How many jab at the wedding? 200 or 300?
Yeah, not quite 200, but pretty close.
Yeah, 250, good. And then Taylor Adams were there, Jordan DeGoey, Jeremy Howe, Ben Crocker, Levi Greenwood, Nathan Buckley, Ryan and Nathan Loney, Shannon Cox, Jack Anthony. So they're all there. Everyone was there except one. Daisy Thomas.
And it's fair enough too, Bill, because I have moved house a couple of times in the last year or so.
Yeah.
So
no, you're assuming you got an invite.
I just haven't checked that redirected some of the mail.
I don't think there was an invite for Daisy, was there, Steele?
No, I reckon Daisy might be right. I reckon I must have sent it to his old friend.
Bill, flummoxed by this.
Yes.
Not only he said he's kid-free, what's your daughter's name, Sidey?
Matilda.
What's my daughter's name, Sidey?
Tilly.
Yeah, Matilda. So you've stolen that off me.
Yes.
If you have a look at his career, Copeland Trophy winner 2017-2018, yes. All-Australian 2018, Gary Ayres Medal 2018, second place in the Brownlow, all done after I left that club.
Yeah.
So I provided space for him to blossom as a person and as a player, selflessly, went across to the enemy, copped all the heat just so he could become a better person and a better player. So, and this is the bloody thanks I get.
What happened? You just he was next, I assume, was he?
Yeah, he was. Look, it's you've caught me a bit off guard. He sort of just slipped through the cracks. I think as soon as he left the Pies and went to the Blues, I think that was a line through Daisy's name.
Oh, so. Good work, well done. How many did you have there from Kangupna?
Probably 80% were all family, Bill. So there was a few from Tally and Shep. So. We were lucky to get them all there with the floods and stuff that were going on, but the wedding went ahead and it was a great time.
All the brothers rock up, did they?
All the brothers were there, yep.
You've seen them, Bill. They are a wild
hillbilly
bunch and they love a bloody good time.
Would have been banjos and everything going on.
Now, Sidey, I did see you at the Brownlow too. For those who didn't, and I'm not sure our interview actually made it to air, what sort of areas did you rock up into and can you talk us through your wardrobe malfunction?
Yeah, so obviously flew back from Sydney on the Saturday night. Did nothing. Obviously, we'd lost that night, did nothing, and woke up quite keen to have a few beers. So probably had me first at about 9:30. And by the time, I got to the Brownlow about 5, I had all my suit and shirt and stuff all weighed out, but being a bit of a tux, I didn't pack any buttons. So I had no cufflinks, no buttons. But managed to get through, which is all right.
So with the shirt, the tux shirt that you've got almost rocks up to the Brownlow. It's tucked in and holding together by his bow tie, and that's it. Absolute feral on the red carpet.
Kangupna all over it.
How old are you these days, Sidey?
31, Dave.
Oh, that's all right. So you're past 30.
And 289 games, so 11 more. Wow, 300 games. That'd be unbelievable, Sides.
Yeah, I might have a bit of a function after if you want to come, Bill.
Okay.
I was just plotting it just about how I could just start winding him up. Now I'm on the other side of the microphone. 30, past 30, some young kids coming through, keeping some kids out of the side there at the Pies.
Guess who won't get invited to his 300th game?
Well, we just got it. Yeah, he's inviting you, not me. That was the gag.
Yeah. Well, good gag.
Thanks very much for taking the time out to join us. Well done on the nuptials. Enjoy your time up there in Byron, and I'll catch you at the reunion on the 3rd of December for a couple of pots.
Ooh.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Sidey.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That coming from you. You're telling someone to get off the donuts.
Yeah.
But look at your own fat guts.
Now, Manjing, okay, swanning around over there in Italy with Lisa, getting all these stupid photos. He doesn't give a stuff about me, doesn't give a stuff about you, Daze, or you, Rabsy. So we thought we'd put something together, all these stuff-ups from this year.
What's this we business?
We're all in this together. We're all a team.
Okay.
No, I'm in it with him.
Okay. Well, I'll come along for the ride.
Well, he's happy to have a go at me, so he's not perfect himself. So this is all from this year, which is fantastic. It's all about Smack Jim himself. Now, Daisy.
Yes.
This is his favourite song.
I eat grass and a moo all day. I'm a cow moo.
That's not right.
That's not great.
Actually, he can't even get his days right.
You've come at a good time.
Yeah.
The first day show is coming in 2 days. Tuesday's today. Write that down, please, Rabs.
That's not even close.
No.
I love his retractions, though. He tries to just back over them nicely. He's very good at that.
He is. He loves his cricket. We all know that. And this is Jim, just the other day, talking about the Pakistani quickie, Shaheem Afridi.
Well, he looked good, didn't he? He had good rhythm, hit the wicket hard, good length, nice and straight. I was impressed with that.
The other day.
Right, so you're still going with these from this year?
Yeah, that was at the World Cup.
I was, actually. I saw that.
2 weeks ago. But what he does do well, Daisy, is he looks after our sponsors here.
Love it, Ned. Love it, Jared. We are going to a break.
Didn't get the sponsor right or his name. Come on, Jim, you're better than that. But he'll tell you what he doesn't do. He doesn't look after me or Lisa.
Perth yesterday, had a very nice lunch with my better half at Rockpool.
Lisa. Who paid for her lunch?
I don't know.
No, yesterday.
Well, who do you reckon?
Lisa.
Oh, of course. Well, with their cash?
I've been funding it.
She did bring some Chris Hundreds out.
They're mine. They are mine, Jim.
You paid for my lunch at Rockpool.
Bloody mine. That annoys me.
So Lisa's done the fit out on your house,
exactly.
The interior designing. You're paying her in folding, and then she's taking Jing out for lunch at Rockpool.
So I'm actually paying for Jim's lunch.
So you're facilitating his luxury life.
And I hate that. I really dislike that.
You're currently paying for his holiday in Italy.
Bloody Italy. I probably actually am too.
You are. Business class, and here you are slugging it
Come
out with
on,
me.
Fat.
Oh, be better.
Better than that, fat.
You'd be better.
I tell you what he doesn't know, buddy. He thinks he knows every sport, but he doesn't know his basketball players.
I know where we're going.
Yes.
Where we're going. To a break, because you chatted to Shaquille.
Oh, Shaquille, did I?
Got to say it correctly. Yes. Shaquille O'Neal.
He tried to blame you
I
for that.
I was listening to that.
Yeah, he said, you said it so badly so often that he was cautious about how to say it.
But did you just say Shaq? Everyone knows him as Shaq. We know him.
You reckon you called him Shaquille?
I never ever
and you
did.
Didn't.
Because I can't say that. So I just shorten it up with Shaq.
Just Shaq. Keep it easy.
I know how Shaq is.
He's well. I spoke to him the other day. He's going really well. Yeah. He actually asked about you, and he played Sweet Caroline at one of his gigs, and he said it went off.
I tell you, he loved that.
Yep.
Didn't he?
Yes. So you're going well.
One of my favourites is when Paul...
That is the biggest lie that's ever been told on this show.
No, we're very close, all of us.
We are. One of my favourites with Jim was when Paul and Gene and Ace and the other bloke from Kiss were in Melbourne. Start of this year they were in Melbourne. Remember that?
Yep.
They were all here. And we got them on the rush hour here. It was unbelievable. People everywhere, and they were in
Understandably.
Costume and
tongues out.
Yeah, they did have tongues out, and so did the girls. And this is how Jim introduced them.
It is quite amazing to have an act of this size live
on the rush hour.
90 million albums worldwide for this band. They got us off to a cracking start, and they're back with a song that was number one right around the world. Put your hands together for Chris, a Kiss, I should say, and I Was Made for Loving You.
Chris!
How good a Chris.
Chris, how good a Chris. That's embarrassing.
That is not ideal. After the big pump up too.
Yeah. And what else is there? Oh, he still doesn't know the difference between Harry and Ben McKay. And listen, as he tries to cover up.
Have you spoken to Harry about the big arrival at Arden Street?
Ben?
Well, yes, actually, Ben probably more appropriately, but H, because I know there's a fierce rivalry between the two of them.
No, you actually meant Ben, so you're trying to turn it around. But have
spoken to Ben.
The pylon. That's the best thing about this show and Triple M in general.
Yeah.
You stuff up and you just don't get a chance to back over it and fix it up. You get piled on.
But at least we talk about it. Some other shows just hide it and
pretend
it didn't happen.
No, that was brilliant. And very rarely does he bugger up, but you've been on him like a hawk.
And Mrs. McKay was very good, wasn't she?
Wasn't
she good fun?
She's a good laugh.
So that's our friend Jim, but let's finish with his favourite song again.
I eat grass and a moo all day. I'm a cow, moo.
Yeah. NQR.
Not quite right.
Spot on. He's not right. Thinks he's sophisticated and highbrow.
I eat grass and I moo all day. I'm a cow.
Moo. That's Jim singing.
Live.
Yeah.
On the line now from
Italy. He's just a smack. We know that. He's a smack.
He's a smack.
He's a smack. That's it. Well
that's
done,
it.
Jimmy boy.
Yep.
I think we've hung enough on him there. He won't get this. He's in Italy.
No, he's in. Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The other rumour is he might have been with his wife, Gazelle, for a romantic holiday.
Gazelle. His wife, Gazelle.
Gazelle.
Bill, it's been a bloody fun couple of weeks.
It has.
And I've made sure to give you plenty of pump-ups.
I know.
Plenty.
This is great. It's been good. Thank you, Daisy.
There you go.
So Jim doesn't do that.
No, and as we've discussed, 15 through 1, absolute brilliant. The listeners love you. But every now and then, we just need to bring you back down to earth, and you do that a bit by yourself. So we have an idiot song, and after the great man Paul Kelly was in the studio, we've got this idiot song as a tribute to that.
Brooklyn Nets have parted away with head coach Steve Nash.
Oh, no.
They've lost 5 games from 7 this year, and they've got a very good side, the Nets, and they just can't gel. There's something going on there, so he's been given the Tijuana.
Give us another one. No, give us another one.
What's Tijuana?
That's it. Yeah,
the Tijuana.
Well done, right?
Welcome strangers to the show.
Complete this common proverb.
What?
Proverb.
Turn my back. Heard the train coming. Stay right on that track. In the middle.
Yeah.
In the middle.
out. In the middle of a dream, oh. I lost my shirt, I pawned my ring. I've done all the dumb things. Glenn Blackley? No.
Glenn Blackley?
The CEO would be Grant. Caught the fever,
heard the tune. TIV.vic.edu.au.
That's it.
I knew I shouldn't have done that. What are the gods' mates?
Disciples.
Disciples, thank you.
What are the gods' mates?
Oh, my goodness. Disciples. I've done all the dumb things. Yeah, I threw my hat into the ring. I've done all the dumb things. Michael Nessa, Matt Renshaw and Mark Schicchetti. How do you say his name? He's a good bowler.
No,
that's it. Schicchetti. Nearly spaghetti, but it's spaghetti.
Are you sure?
Secchetti or something. Anyway.
Clap
but
it
he's
out.
A very good
Can
boss.
You clap it out for us?
No, I can't.
Steckety. No,
Steckety. That'll do. Actually, that's it. Steckety.
That'll do. The correct pronunciation will do.
On spaghetti and then secchetti. Now get all
your good advice. It's near Worcestershire, isn't it?
No, well, you've done well to get that out. Not far.
Have a go.
Worcestershire. I hear the train coming up. I think you've met Oscar with a couple of the Geelong boys, Mark O'Connor and Zach Tui. A great effort by the Cats to let him go back to County
Cork,
somewhere.
Kerry.
Kerry. Yeah, I threw my hat into the ring.
I've done all the dumb things. Boland comes off 6-7 at the G on debut.
Can you still remember that? That was unbelievable.
I can. Incredible.
What were you doing, Harry, when he took 6-7?
Fielding a square leg.
Oh, you're playing, right?
Harry. Finish the year on a high, Ben. Some of your absolute best work, mate. Well done.
I wouldn't have thought you'd do that to me. Jim does it to me to bring me down, but you don't have to do that.
Look,
you're better than that.
I think I've given you enough pump pups, just a nice little leveler, so you can go off, think about your craft over the...
I was going so well. Now the mirror, I've got to look in it, and yeah, I don't like what I see. Wow.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. No. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No.
Or groan.
That's truly horrific.
This is Billy's joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
Daisy.
Yes, Bill.
I quit my job at the helium factory. I won't be spoken to in that tone. That's an entree for you.
Yuck. That is so bad.
No, it's a
he tried
joke.
To elevate
I
me.
Did, yeah.
But that was bad. The worst. And that's where we needed to get to.
Yeah, so that's an entree because okay. It's the last week. So you're very lucky, the listeners out there.
Oh, yeah.
There even.
They are.
Because it's the last week. They get two. Two. Here we go. A Polish man.
Mm-hmm. Doing an accent?
How did a Polish speak?
I don't know.
A Polish man was getting his eyes tested, and he went in to see the eye specialist there, and he brought out the card and, of course, put up the letters there. And she said, can you read these letters? He said, C-R-W-I-N-O-K-S-T-I-Z. She goes, very good. Yeah, she goes, read them. I actually know the bloke.
So it's a play on surnames.
So that'd be it. Polish names.
Right.
I don't know if Daisy got it, but anyway.
So there you go, Rob. I don't know where to go from there. You've been so bad. The entirety of my stint in this chair, you've been absolutely horrific. Mm-hmm.
And I don't get any help, I see, from you.
Well, that's not my job.
And, well... From Whitney or anyone?
I said the Rosie last week because yes. It's our last week on air.
No,
I was gonna
you don't
play,
have to.
I was going to play plastic every single
oh,
day.
Yeah, but don't tell me you're going against it. Oh, Brad.
Yeah.
Nah, fair enough.
So
dude.
Disappointing.
Yeah. Even the desk is flat about that.
The who?
The desk.
Oh.
What's happened?
Exhausting.
Oh, Brad, see?
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session.
The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off here if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the Listener app.
How do you spell it?
L-I-S-T-N-R. I feel good.